away in a silent. Rudolph the Red-Nosed. Joy to the... Anyone else have a physical reaction to leaving those songs unresolved? Like, you can feel it in your body. You need to hear the rest of the line. Music is crazy like that. A certain series of notes can cause a physical reaction in your body. It can transport you back to a specific time or place. Nothing about your environment or circumstances has changed, but you feel an emotional reaction. It's one of the reasons we sing songs of praise in church and have done so for thousands of years. Music helps to remind you in a physical, tangible way that when we come together in this way, we are in God's presence. We can feel God's presence in us as we sing. As we come together to celebrate the fourth Sunday of Advent, the candle we light represents love. Have you ever tried to explain love to someone? It's a tricky thing to do. As a word, it encompasses so much of our human experience that to define it simply and clearly is really challenging. We can have an intellectual understanding of what love is, but until you have felt love, it's hard to grasp what it means. This is the great gift of Jesus that we celebrate on Christmas Day. Love was made physical and tangible in the person of Jesus. I love the way the Message version of the Bible by Eugene Peterson puts it in John chapter 1, verse 14. It says, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." God's love for God's people was no longer an intellectual pursuit. God's love became human and set an example for us to live by in order to love one another well. Now, this all happened a long time ago, and it can be easy to lose the wonder in the midst of all the hustle and bustle of this season. I don't know how it's been for you, but Christmas during a pandemic has been different for me, certainly, but somehow no less busy. It can be easy to miss the gift because we get so focused on how it's wrapped. It's important to remember that the love that came down on Christmas Day still resides within each one of us. And not just in a metaphorical, wouldn't that be nice kind of way, but really and truly. The love of God lives in you. Sometimes it's hard to feel. Sometimes the circumstances of life, the stresses, and the anxieties become so acute that love seems far away. And in times like this, it's helpful for us to have a practice that helps us to rediscover God within us. I'd like to invite Linda Doctor to share with you how she connects with her body to focus on God in a physical way so that love can radiate out from her. Linda?
Hello, my name's Linda. Today I'd like to introduce you to a prayer practice called breath prayer. It's an ancient practice. As far as I know, it goes back to 1500 years, back to monasteries in Southern Europe. You may ask, what do I have in common with monasteries in Southern Europe at that time, 1500 years ago? Well, at the time, there was a plague in Europe. It was called the Black Death. And at the time, there were also crop failures. And I would say that's the grocery store shelves were empty. So we have a lot in common. We also have wildfires raging in parts of our country. We have hurricanes hitting in parts of our country. So we have a lot more than you might think in common with the monasteries, people in the monasteries in Southern Europe. This is how the monks were teaching people to pray at the time. In a breath prayer, you pay attention to your breath on the inhale and on the exhale. Try to measure your breath on the inhale and on the exhale. While you're measuring your breath, You ask yourself two questions, or you ask God two questions. The first one is, on the inhale, what do I need? And on the exhale, the question is, what is a familiar name for God? So what do you need? A familiar name for God. It works like this. If you just want to pray for a person, all you need to do is say their name, because God knows your prayer. It goes like this. Kathy, wonder-working God. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. What do you need? A familiar name for God. National unity, sweet Jesus. Will you pray with me?
Thank you, Linda. The thing I love most about the prayer that Linda just taught us is the reminder that God is always working in us. For the most part, we don't have to think about breathing, just like we don't have to think about making our heart beat. We are created in such a remarkable way. When we take the opportunity and the time to focus on that breath that comes from God, we realize how much we have to be thankful for. Even if you find yourself in the middle of hard circumstances, facing loss or grief, struggling with addiction or feeling stuck and lonely, in each and every breath we find that we are not alone. We find that the love that was born on Christmas Day lives within you. Tell God what you need. Familiar name for God. Let's pray. God, thank you for your breath within us. Thank you for your presence within us, for sending your Holy Spirit to be our comfort and our guide. Thank you that in you we can find joy, even when our circumstances are not ideal, even when we are hurting and suffering, we have hope. And we can cling to that hope in the midst of our circumstances, knowing that in the end, love wins. That the worst thing is never the last thing, and that always Christmas comes. Advent comes. Love moves into the neighborhood. Thank you for the incredible gift that you have given to each one of us that we recognize and celebrate during this Advent season. Thank you for never leaving us alone. God, I pray that we can focus that love that lives within us, that breath of God that is in each and every one of us, that we can focus that out onto the people that we encounter every day, so that they too can feel your love during Christmas. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.